We are so glad that all of you are here tonight. We appreciate very much your being here. I think many of you came tonight to hear the rest of the story. And I will tell that to you momentarily. But right now, I want us to focus on something that you may really deal with in your life. I know I do. We all do. You know, I remember back during COVID-19, people asked the question, how long will it last? How many in here just incidentally had COVID, that contacted COVID-19? Yeah. How many of you had it more than once? How many of you had it three times? Boy, it's amazing. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Every time you had it, you were always asking this question, how long does this go on? You know, when we look at the weather map, we always ask the question, how long will we have warm weather? Will it get cold again? Will there be another Easter snap this year like we traditionally experience in East Texas? Is it quite possible that it's going to be mild and dry? Or are we going to have other issues that we have to deal with, like the rain, perhaps, that will come in tonight? And to all of those questions, we ask another question. Will it last? How long? Will it ever end? You know, sometimes we think things just kind of drag on, and they drag on. So far, you have survived 100% of your worst days. And you know, the Bible says, this too shall pass. You know, we always look at the clock, whether we're experiencing moments of joy or moments where we feel really, really uncomfortable with what may be going on in life. Is there a time limit? There is no time limit. And, you know, you probably have experienced all the little bites you want to concerning life itself. Will it last? And how long? Time will pass. These moods, and I speak to you in a very personal way tonight, these moods that you experience will pass eventually, and you will be yourself again. Because Jesus said to all the problems that we face in our lifetime, that this too shall pass. Someone has said, when things are bad, remember it won't always be this way. Take one day at a time. And then when things are good, remember it won't always be this way. So enjoy every great moment. You know, I like to be around people who, whatever they experience in life, they learn to adapt and they learn to go on. It's not the end of the world when you have a bad day, and God doesn't give us what we can handle, but He helps us to handle what He gives us. Now, to me, that's a great lesson in and of itself. We always want God to take care of everything and to eliminate all the problems that we have in life. But our Father in heaven, being the knowledgeable, omniscient one that He is, does not always take away the issues that we face. Sometimes things in this life do not always go the way we want them to. Sometimes we get out of bed and we go back and we try it one more time, hoping that the outcome will be different. By the way, I told you the story about the old gentleman one time who went to the doctor asking for a restoration of his youth. And so the doctor said, I'm going to prescribe this medicine for you. And he says, you go home and you take one a day. Well, the old gentleman is still taking one. He took the whole bottle. And anyway, the next morning, it was very hard to get him out of bed. He groaned and he mumbled and he said, all right, I'll get up, but I'm not going to school. You know, in life, there are some things that we don't like to do. One of the most astute statements found in the Holy Scripture is that little statement, it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. And aren't we thankful? Because every day when we face the dawn of the new day, it has its own unique set of problems. Aren't you glad that they don't all just come at one time? And maybe you think, perhaps, that they do. It is mentioned, this little statement, 526 times. Think about it. And 87 times, that's in the New Testament alone, and 87 times, or rather in the New Testament, 526 in the Old Testament. I'll get it straight. But it came to pass, an old preacher one time asked a fella, he said, "What is your favorite passage of Scripture?" And he says, "Well, it is this one, that it came to pass. It did not come to stay." Life has its share of ups and downs. And what truly matters is how you get through those ups and downs. Sometimes we have great difficulty dealing with what we have to deal with in life. And what you need to remember is when your life plans change, what will you do? What do you do? You get mad, you get angry, you get frustrated, or do you just experience disappointments? There are four things I want you to know tonight. Number one, sorrow passes quickly away, but joy lasts forever. It is eternal. You see, Christ said, "My joy I give unto you," "My joy I give unto you, and the joy that I give unto you, no one can take it away." You can give it up. But joy is eternal. It is something that God wants you to experience. Sorrow is temporal. It only lasts for a short time. And if you just stop and think about your life, last week, maybe you were burdened about something in life. And we know that we're going to experience those burdens because in Galatians 6, the Bible says that we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But even in the same textual word there, the Bible says that we are to bear our own burden. We have to bear our burden, and you're going to have a burden. But realize, since you can't remember what your burden was last week, you may have a burden now, but think about it. This time next week, you will have forgotten. It'll all be over, and you will be experiencing the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." This too shall pass. Life will not always be cloudy. There will be a rainbow that demonstrates and manifests unto us that it will not always rain and we will not always have rain clouds, but this too shall pass. It may pass like a kidney stone. How many of you have ever had kidney stones? You know what I'm talking about. It may pass like a kidney stone, but believe me, it will eventually pass. For the writer says in Psalms 30 and verse 5, he said, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning." And it does, doesn't it? Isn't it amazing what a good night's sleep will do for the human body? Do you know God knew what he was doing when he designed the human body to get sleep? Sleep is so important, but don't do it during my sermon. Now, but go home tonight and get in bed and get a good night's sleep. You will be better. And you'll experience the joy of the Lord. I say it again, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The rest of that passage is, trust in Him. God is close to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34 and verse 18. And just play it over and over in your mind in a very positive, unique way. This too shall pass. Whatever I'm facing, if it's illness, whatever it happens to be, this too shall pass. It will eventually come because storms never last. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Waylon Jennings. And about that time, the song Lukenbach, Texas was number one on the country charts. And I had the opportunity to meet his wife, Jessie Coulter, who had a hit also on the charts entitled Storms Never Last, Do They, Baby? And, you know, I thought a lot about those. They came, actually, Jesse did, to hear me preach in a gospel meeting over in Athens, Texas. Audrey and I had the privilege of meeting Waylon at the hospital, and who, by the way, was a member of the church. He said he started fiddling around, however, But anyway, he was really a nice fellow. We really enjoyed our visit with him. But anyway, her song meant a lot to me because I thought, you know, that is the way life is, isn't it? Storms never last, do they, baby? And they don't. And the clouds quickly fly from the heavens and the sun shines right on. It is not dimmed in any way. And even tonight, believe it or not, the sun is still shining above the clouds that are out there right now. And the sun rises and the sun sets. There are only a few dark days in a year, and they are soon forgotten in the long seasons of spring and summer. And when we have a blue sky, we'll forget about all the things that really happened in the past, and we'll move on. Why, sickness even is painful when you think back upon your life, when you experienced COVID, and many of you raised your hand tonight to that question. It is painful, but it too shall pass away. Most of the trials that we face in life are short-lived. They're not here to stay. Christ never did say that all the problems of life that we face are here to stay. But he spoke with words of encouragement to tell us that these problems will move on. And then the majority of our griefs and pains are short-lived. And if we would remember this, telling ourselves, in every time of suffering, this too shall pass. I'm going to get over this. Sometimes you may think you won't. And, you know, especially during this season of the year, you know, when allergies are so prevalent. And Audrey was over in the hospital here recently and had been battling this problem for about 3 weeks. And woefully, you know, you start thinking, will I ever get over this? And God says, yes, you will. They make us wretched for a day, but after we have slept, we wake up to find them gone. Gone. I like the book of Lamentation. It was written by one of the great prophets of the Old Testament by the name of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said in verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Now notice this. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm going to challenge you to do something. In the morning when you awaken and you crawl out of bed, and you may be like me, sometimes I throw one leg out, and if it survives, I throw the other one out, and then I'm on for the rest of the day. But however you do that, when you arise in the morning, start thinking positive thoughts. Start thinking, I'm going to make this a great day. How many of you remember Scott Sams? It used to be on Channel 8 ABC out of Dallas. You know, he always used this little expression, to make it a great day. And you know what? You and I can make it what we want it to be, a great day, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of problems and issues, because we have the joy of the Lord. The first bitterness of sorrow passes away as the comforts of his divine love come with its heavenly light. You know, God doesn't always tell us why we have those issues, but he tells us that we will get through them. For 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, Paul says that our light affliction, and that's really what it is when you think about it, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. What we have to face here in this life is trivial, folks, compared to losing one's soul in a devil's hell. Secondly, you will forget your misery. It will be gone like water under the bridge. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You will forget your misery. Zophar, you remember those three friends of Job? Zophar was one of them. You may remember Bildad, and you may also remember Eliphaz. We had a guy here in our church years ago, one of our deacons named Eliphaz. How many of you remember Eliphaz Linder? Anybody? So a few of you do, and y'all are getting old. But anyway, you remember him. Well, anyway, that was the name of one of Job's friends. And in the book of Job 11, verse 16 and 17, we read, "You will forget your misery. It will be gone like water under the bridge. Your life will be brighter than the noonday sun, and any darkness will be as bright as the morning." You know, there's just something about a new morning, a new day. And the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light, Isaiah said, Isaiah 9 and verse 2. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And aren't you thankful? When we thought everything was just going to pot in this world, things have started turning around. People are drawing closer to God. And we're going to forget the misery of the last 4 years. "But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high." Psalms 3 and 3. You think David, and you know the real ironic thing about all this is that David at this moment was going through great trials of affliction. David reigned as king over Israel for 40 years, but he had one problem right after another. And yet God said of him, "He is the one that I love. He is the one that I love." Man says, "Show me and I will trust you," when it comes to God. But God says, "Trust me and I will show you." Psalms 126 and verse 6. There's a big difference in that, isn't it, folks? God says, "Listen, trust me. I will show you. You will see it." But too many of us say, "Show me, and then I'll trust you." That's not faith. Number three, there are only a few days of grief and sadness in most lives, with a lot more days of joy. How many of you would agree to that tonight? Amen? Yeah. It is true. You stop and think about and reflect on your life the way it is right now. Most of us have many, many more better days, joyful days, times when we can rejoice and be happy than those down times maybe that we experience in life. You see, the struggle that you're in today is developing the strength that you need for tomorrow. Strength doesn't come from what you can do, but it comes from overcoming the things that you once thought that you could not do. Now digest that one, folks. That's where your strength comes from. "And the joy again of the Lord is my strength." Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. "And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Psalm 61 and verse 2. Isn't that where we want to be? On the rock? Jesus is that rock. He is the foundation. For the Bible repeats again in the book of 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus our Lord." He is the solid rock. He is the foundation. A joyful heart is like the sunshine of God's love and the hope of eternal happiness. I like Philippians chapter 4. I like the whole book, actually, and I've taught it several times. Because in the book of Philippians, Paul exudes with this spirit of joy and happiness and overcoming trials. And he says, "I can do all things through Christ who is my strength." In chapter 4 and verse 13, and then in chapter 4 again, and 4 he says, "Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice." But fourthly, difficult times are always stressful. How many of y'all find your difficult times stressful? Besides me. Anybody? Yeah. They are stressful in life. And we have to deal with them. And it's tough sometimes when you really stop and think about it. We wring our hands. We walk back and forth. God sometimes takes us into troubled waters, not to drown us, but to cleanse us. We all need a cleansing, don't we? "And when he has tried me," Job said, "I shall come forth as gold." Job 23 and verse 10. Well, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? Here's a man, you're talking about when the Bible says our problems are light, our light affliction. Here was a man who went through every issue that one could experience in life. He had problems with his children, his wife, who told him to deny God and go on, get out of his misery. I mean, every vestige of hope that this man had is suddenly taken away. But he didn't forget his God. And he said, when he has tried me, and he's in the midst of his trials at this moment when he writes it, he said, I will come forth as gold. All the dross will be burned away. And I will emerge as the victor. And that he did. In Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8, Moses said, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that what Christ said in Matthew 28 and verse 20? He says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. It may look like you are losing the battle. And you may lose a battle or two, but you won't lose the war. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, for I will help you. Isaiah 41 and verse 13. There are two kinds of light in our world and in our lives. The glow that illuminates, and then there's the light that is the glare that obscures. You understand what I'm saying? That God is the glow that illuminates for us, and the devil is the one who puts the big glare up there in front of us to obscure our vision of the mighty God in whom we live, move, and have our very being. Sometimes we need to write a note to ourselves, much like this one. I will remember that God is bigger than anything I face. It doesn't matter what comes against me. He is with me, and I will get through this. Boy, that's the kind of faith that we all need, isn't it? 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, to cast all of your cares on him, for he careth for you. God does care for us. And these issues that we face in life will come to pass. God isn't trying to change your mountain. He is using your mountain to change you. And that's something we have a tendency to forget in life. Sickness is painful, but it too soon passes, and most of the trials that we have are short-lived. You know, when we're facing those dismal moments in our life, when we feel that we have failed God in some way or another, it takes a lot of courage to come back to the Lord. It takes a lot of tenacity to say no to the devil and yes to Jesus, who beckons that we come to him. And the empty cross and the empty tomb bears record of hope for those who have come to Christ for comfort and for salvation. We need to say this to one another. God bless you. God bless you. And I'll say it to you tonight. God bless you. And remember, it will come to pass. It will. And if you're here tonight and you feel that perhaps the problems that you're dealing with in life are so immense that you don't know how you're going to get through it, remember that God's there waiting on you to come to him while we stand and while we sing.